USA Radio News.
At least 42 migrants have been found dead in a tractor trailer in southwest San Antonio, Texas. An additional 16 people were rushed to a nearby hospital in varying conditions after multiple police, fire trucks, and ambulance responded to the scene. The San Antonio Fire Department has stated that this was, quote, an active and ongoing incident, with the investigation being led by Homeland Security Investigations. House January 6th committee has announced a last-minute hearing to be held Tuesday. The committee says that it plans to present recently obtained evidence and receive witness testimony. The move comes days after the committee said it would not be holding any more hearings until July. The House is currently in the middle of a two-week recess. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
NATO has announced a massive increase.
NATO will increase the size of its high readiness forces to well over 300,000. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg announced at a press briefing Monday.
But of course, this has to be understood in the light of what has already happened. Because since the invasion, we have doubled the size of the existing battle groups. So more or less doubled the size of the existing 4 battle groups we had before the invasion.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A Russian court has set the start date of a criminal trial for U.S. basketball star Brittany Griner. This comes more than 4 months after she was arrested at a Moscow airport for cannabis possession. The date is set for July 1st. She could face 10 years in prison if convicted on charges of large-scale transportation of drugs. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
A storage tank carrying toxic gas fell during transportation in Jordan's Aqaba port, releasing clouds of gas that killed 13 and injured 251. Footage from the state television shows clouds of yellow erupting from the port. The leak occurred when a cable lifting 25 metric tons of poisonous chlorine broke, causing the container to bash into a ship. Officials say that the death toll is likely to rise and that the hospital in the port city have already reached maximum capacity. The U.S. Supreme Court has made it harder for prosecutors to win convictions of doctors accused of running, quote, pill mills and excessively prescribing opioids and other addictive drugs by requiring the government to prove the defendants knew their prescriptions had no legitimate medical purposes. According to federal health officials, for more than 2 decades, the United States has struggled with an opioid epidemic, claiming the lives of more than 500,000 Americans. Until now, states have sued drug companies and pharmacies to hold them liable, but in this case, the role of the doctors in prescribing massive volumes of highly addictive pain medication is in question. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.